Staff is daf. Hey, so we got to the very top, that Misha, two lines down. Mishal Shem B'mamon. It's a long daf. Time, I guess. Misha begins, Mishal Shem B'mamon Vein Mishal Shem B'makos. That you divide up the money, but you don't divide up the malchus. What does this mean? Ketad. How does it work? Hey, do Shehu Chayv L'Chaveru Masaimzus. Let's say the Edom testify that this individual, Ruvain, is Chayiv, his friend, 200 Zuz. V'nimsu Zomim, turns out these Edim are Zomimim, so then Mishalshin B'neim, they have to split $100 per aid, assuming there are two Edim who are Zomim. How about Im Hei Duhu Shehu Chayiv Malkos, but let's say they testify that Ruvain deserves Malkos, Arbaim, and V'nimsu Zomimim, and turns out the Edim are Zomimim, then we say, Kolechad V'yecha Lokev Arbaim. Then each of the Edim get a full 40 Malkos, or 39 Malkos. They don't split them up, they each get a full package. So the Gemara wants to know, how do you know this to be the case? So that you get a full set of Malkos. So Amar Bai says, Nemar Rasha B'chayvi Malkos. It says, Rasha, by someone who's Chayv Malkos. It is Pasuk, it says, I'm reading on the side for a second. Vaya im ben hakos ha-Rasha. If you hit the Rasha, so it says the word Rasha by Malkos. And then the Gemara says, V'nemar Rasha B'chayvi Mises Bezdin. It says the word Rasha there. It's referring to there, Lo sikhu kofer l'nefesh rotzeh. The context is, if a person kills someone, so those learning Daf Yomi now, we're learning Kofar about it in Baba Kama. So the guy can, the murderer can say, I'll pay Kofar, I'll pay the money, the value of the dead. It doesn't work. You can't take a Kofar. And the Pasuk goes on to explain, Asherhu Rasha, because he's a Rasha. Calls a Chiv Malkus Rasha, calls a Chayiv Mises Bezdin Rasha. So now we have a Gezer Shava. Ma Lahalan Ein Mises Lemechsa. Just like when the Edom Zomim deserve death, you can't give half death this one and half death the other person, obviously. So they get a full package, the whole full Misa for each one. So Afkan Ein Malkios Lemechsa. So too, each one gets a full set of Malkos. I'm not going to go into this right now, but there's a big discussion based on the Gemara's in Sanhedrin that Malkos B'Mokom Miso, Madis the Gemara says there. What does that mean exactly? That Malkos B'Mokom means, is Malkos a small type of Misa? It's a little bit of Misa. So what exactly that connection is a big discussion in the Rishonim, but that's what you see from this this connection here between Malkos and Misa.
Yeah, by Mominus, you split.
So it doesn't answer that question very good. It might be that we only call a Rasha a Chayiv Malkos, Chayiv Mises Bezdin. But a Mamon, there's no, we don't call them a Rasha, and therefore, maybe we learn that you'll be Mechsa. Since it's possible to do Mechsa. But you're right, I agree. There is no first Pasuk. It's a very good question. Rava says, Rava Amar, Ba'inan Kasher Zamim La'asos Lachiv Vileka. You have to do what they tried, they conspired to do to their Chaver, and they didn't accomplish this. So therefore what? They tried giving Malkos. Each one tried doing this, so they should receive the full Malkos in return. So then the Gemara says, Ihachi Mamonami, each person should have to pay the full amount also, because each one tried getting Reuven to pay the 200 zuz. So Gemara says, no, Mamon mitstarif, Malkos lo mitstarif. Somehow, money is able to come together, Malkos isn't able to come together. What does that mean? So the explanation that the Rishonim says is as follows. When it comes to Mamon, you have to. There's two sides of a punishment. There's the one who's getting punished, and then there's who are receiving, who are getting the receiving end. So when it comes to Mamon, there's a receiver. The person who is almost punished in paying the money which he shouldn't have paid, Reuven in this case, he was accused of paying 200 zuz incorrectly, so he ends up getting the 200 zuz back. So he feels like he's replaced. Now even though the punishment doesn't go full to either aid, in the end of the day you could be mitzayif the money because he received that 200 zuz that he was accused of. When it comes to Malkos, there's no receiving end. The Reuven doesn't get anything out of that. So only the violators, the Edom Zomim, get something. So you can't be mitzari from mitzad the Reuven. So therefore, each one gets a full 200 full set of Malkos. That's how the Rishonim explain the difference.
And if it would have been true, then the guy would have gotten one set of Malkos. So I'm saying, so each Edom Zomim is really trying to get him to do one. Get one set of
Malkos. No, money also, they each try and get 200 zuz. But since the receiver is getting the 100 from him, 100 from him, we could view that as being combined together. Okay. New Mishnah tells us now. Ein ha'edim nasin zomimim ad sheyazimu es atzman. They don't become edim zomim unless they themselves become edim zomim. Now the big difference between edim zomim versus edis sheker, ha'chasha, edis ha'chasha is when the Edus, the testimony, is being contradicted. Eden Zomim is where the individuals somehow are being testified against, their status. So Misha explains, Ketan, how does this work? Amru me'idin anu b'ish ploni shaharaget ha'nefesh. They testify that Reuven murdered somebody. Amulahem. So a second party now says to the initial Edom, Amulahem, Heyach atem edim. How are you able to testify sharei nerag zeh, that this person was killed? Oh, hahoreg zeh hayo, this was the murderer. Haya imanu oso hayom b'makom ploni. You were with us at that time. Rather, Zehaya imanu, that guy, the murderer, or the one who was murdered, was with us at the time. So, ein elu zomim, that is not Edom zomim when they're testifying about the murderer or the one who's been killed. So, what is Edom zomim? Aval amru lahem heachatem meidim. How can you guys testify about that murder? Sherei atem, you, hayisem imanu, you were with us, osayom, b'mokom ploni. Harei elu zomim. When they testify about where the Edom were at a certain time, that is Edom zomim. Then the Mishnah says at the end here, bo acherim v'hizimum. Let's say another set of Edom come now. And then that same people are mezamin them. What does that mean? So let's say we'll call the first group of Edom and we'll call them group 1. Group 1 are the initial Edom. And then there's going to be group 2. Group 2 says Edom Zomim, that the first one is Edom Zomim. Now group 3 comes to testify about the initial event. And that same group 2 says you guys are also Edom Zomim. And then another set comes, and every single set that comes, that group 2 keeps saying, you're Edom Zomim, and you're Edom Zomim, and you're Edom Zomim, you're Edom Zomim. So that's the case here. So let's read that inside one more time. The Mishnah says, Bo Acherim, that group 2 that I'm talking about, V'hizimum, and are mizamin groups 1, and groups 3, and groups 4, and groups 5, Bo Acherim, V'hizumim, and they keep knocking off every single group. Afilu Mea, even if it's 100 groups that same group 2 knocks off, Kulam Yahargu. Each set of those Edom Zomim all get killed. Even though it sounds very strange that something's going on here, that group 2 is not, they saw everyone, every single person comes there with that same group of people in that same store on that same day. But that's the real halacha. Torah tells us this is the chiddush that we trust Edom Zomim, so we trust them.
So what's, it's not like a new group is knocking off the previous group. It's that there's one group that keeps knocking off.
Group 2 is the one who's mezamim every other group. They're mezamim group 1, they're mezamim group 3.
Yeah, like there's 100 people in a room and say, we don't like this guy, we're gonna go two at a time. That's how I was trying to understand it. Two guys are coming at a time, and okay, group 2 is just there, you know.
They're just knocking everybody off. So that the Tanakhama is completely comfortable with that, but Rabbi Yehuda says, it sounds a little bit strange, and he says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it's status he zu. This is status. What does status mean? So Rashi tells us, which is not going to help us too much, but he says it's a sar of asatyahi. They're trying to remove everybody. Rashi says, kach nalu eitza b'neim. They created this advice among themselves. They conspired to protect the initial person. Lazim es kol habal lehaidalav. This is clearly telling us something strange going on. It's a mafia that's going on here. Ve'inu nerag ela kas harishona bivad. And we only kill that first kind of Edom. Group 1 comes. Group 2 says, you're Edom Zomim. So we kill group 1. Group 3 comes, you guys are also Edom Zomim, then we stop trusting them. The Gemara is going to explain a little bit about this last case a little bit later.
So why aren't they killed?
Why, who not killed?
The third group comes and they're not Zomim, and then you're sort of like believing this third group.
Yeah, but what are you killing group 2 for? You have no grounds in killing them.
What is group 3 saying?
They say that event happened, the murder happened like group 1 said also. So,
group two is saying,
knocks them out. We don't trust group 2 anymore. So group 3, we trust group 3, and they're able, their aid just goes through.
Right, so I'm saying, if you trust group 3, so why doesn't that knock out group 2?
It does knock out group 2.
Why don't they get
narrowed? Killing them based on what, though? How are you killing them? You don't know. You have no aid to say they did anything wrong. You don't know anything. You just don't trust them anymore. Kumar now says,
trust them for the first
group. You need aid to say, though. At the time, when it was just two groups.
But after the time, you see them on Freya, that they weren't
But you need Adis. But you still need Adis before you kill anybody. Just because someone's not trustworthy doesn't mean you could kill them.
Right.
Why
trust them if you didn't trust them for the other ones?
No, you trust them for the first time. The first event. Well, the Gemara is going to explain exactly the scenario. But right now, the simple case is group one comes, group two says you're Adim Zomim, so we trust the case and we kill group one. Now, group 2 is fine. Then, after the fact, group 3 comes, and you're also Zomim, but exactly the scenario the Gemara is going to set up on Amr Beis.
What makes group 2 more trustworthy?
That's in general.
You had 3, 4, 5, 6.
No, it's before. Well, let's wait till Amr Beis we get to the case exactly. We'll wait till Amr Beis. Gemara says, now, how do I know this to be true, that Edim Zomimim is only when you testify about the Edim and not the Edus? So, Amar Rav Ada, Amar Kra, by the way, I don't have a good way to explain these drushes that we're about to see. I've seen this several times, and each time I try to figure out better. I don't fully appreciate these drushes, but somehow they're supposed to prove to us that we're testifying about the Edim, the witnesses, and not the testimony. So the Gemara says, the first answer is, Amar Rav Ada, Amar Kra, Vinei Eid Sheker, Ha'Eid Sheker Ana. That's what the Pasuk says. So the Eid Sheker, and we're emphasizing the Eid, we say Eid a second half, the Eid is a Sheker, not the Eidus, but the Eid, the emphasis is on the Eid, so we're talking about the place and time of the Eidim. Ad Shetishaker Gufa Shel Eidus, until they're testifying about the Guf, the bodies of the Eidus, as opposed to the Eidus itself. Rashi explains, it's also a little strange, Rashi's Gufa Shel Eidus really means Gufan Shel Eidim. It's a little tricky how to read these words here. And Debei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, he learned another source, Lanos Bo Sara, to answer, Sara, to remove, it literally means, what he explained is, Ad Shetisra Gufo She'edus, until they remove the actual Edom. So again, as I said, I don't really appreciate these drushes so much, I've tried, I need to look into this further. But these are two different sources, that Edom Zomim was on the Edom themselves. Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rava says, Bo Shnaim, two people come, Vamu, and they say, B'mizrach Bira, in the eastern part of this building, Harag Plonius and Nefesh. Ruvain killed Shimon. Uba Shnaim, Vamu, Ha'alom, B'marav Bira, Imanu, Ha'isim, you were with us on the west. How could you see what took place in the east? Chazin, so they have to see. Ik de Kaima, B'marav Bira, Mechse, Chazul, Mizrach, Bira, if when a person stands, he's Kaima on the western part of the building and he could see the eastern part. There's no steer here. You're right. The Edom were with them on the west, but they were still able to see what took place on the east. So there's no steer. Everyone's right. Vimlav, if you cannot see from the west all the way towards the east, Hare Eilu Zomim. So then they are Edom Zomim, and then Pshita. That's an obvious case. What's the Chiddush Rava then? That's a simple case of Edom Zomim. So Mal the same. What would you have thought? Lichash Lenuhura Bari. You're concerned, maybe you should be concerned of someone who's a Nuhura. Nuhura, what does Nuhura mean? Vision, the ability to see. A Bira, a healthy, a clear, a very super vision. Maybe this guy's got a really powerful vision that a stam person can't see from the east all the way to the west. But maybe these two people had that strong eyes. Kamash Milan, we're not choshish for people having such strong vision if most people can't see that far. Vamar Rava, Rava says further, Bo Shnaim, Vamar Basura, Betzafra, Bechabashabasa, Amu Basura, the Tzafra and Surah in the morning, Bechabesh Abbas on Sunday, Harag Plonius and Nefesh Ruvain killed Shimon. Ubo Shnaim Vamru Bipanya Bechabesh Abbas Imanu Ha'isem bin Harda. But by evening, Sunday evening, you're with us in the Harda. So is that a stira? Chazinan, I Mitzafra Lepanya Matzi Azil Mitzur Lenarda. If a person could travel from the morning to the evening to get from Surah to Narda, there's no steer in that. You're right. They saw the murder in the morning and they made their way to Narda in the evening, like the Edom said. Vilav, if it's impossible for them to travel that distance in that short amount of time, then Havizomim, and that's Pshita. Of course, that would work as Omim. What's Rava's teaching? What's he teaching us? So Mal the same, what would you have thought here? Lichash Lagam Leparcha. You're concerned of a flying camel or a flying carpet. Maybe he could fly so quick. Kamashma, we're not choshesh for people traveling so quickly. Okay. Vamar Rava, a third statement in the name of Rava. Bo Shnaim Vamru Bechabesh Shabasa Harag Plonius and Nefesh. Two people testify that Reuven killed Shimon on Sunday. Ubo Shnaim Vamru Imanu Ha'isim Bechabesh Shabasa. You were with us on Sunday. Ela Betrei Beshabasa Harag Plonius and Nefesh. But the murder took place actually on Monday. V'lo, oh, not only that. Elafilu Amru Erev Shabbos Harag Ploni as a nefesh. Even if they say that the murder took place Friday, before the Sunday, Neragin, they're going to be murdered. The Edom Zomim. So again, I understand the case if they say the murder took place on Sunday, that's before the event actually happened. It was actually on Monday. So they're Edom Zomim. They deserve death. But let's say they testified the murder happened after it actually happened. So maybe they shouldn't be killed because Friday the murder happened, so them testifying the wrong day doesn't really make a difference. The murder took place already in the past. They didn't create anything new. And when they testify Sunday, when the murder was Monday, they did create something new that didn't exist yet. Even though it ended up being they were mechavin to the murder later on. But at the time they testified, it didn't exist. So there I understand where the chayit. But even in this case, where they're testifying about an event that's an old event, so what new has it? What have they changed? So we say, even in that case, says the Gemara, again, afilu amru erev Shabbos harag. Even if they say you were with us on Sunday and the murder took place before on Friday, that ploni es a nefesh nerag, and these edim zomim are still going to be killed. The beidna the kamasadik gavra la bar ketalahu, because the moment that they testify that Reuven killed Shimon, even though historically the murder took place already on Friday, at the time in Beis Din, the Eidus had not been accepted yet. No one said about this murder. They were the first one to present this case here. And they said, Sunday, Reuven murdered Shimon. They said, no, it didn't. It happened. You were with us on Sunday. It happened on Friday. So we don't go in the order of the events happening between Sunday and Friday. We go in order of the events of the case being brought forward to Beis Din. So since these were the first people to bring the Eidus to Beis Din, and they were Eidin Zomim, they get killed. A little bit tricky. So Gemara says, my Kamash Milan.
Friday, you're saying Friday before?
Friday before, yeah. Even though they
read Friday before, Sunday before. What's the difference?
No, one right. Case is where he said the event happened afterwards, and the other one says the event happened beforehand. That's the difference. So Gemara says, "My Kamash Milan." What are we learning from here? Tanina, the Mishnah tells us this. Lefikach, the Mishnah tells us, "Nimtes achas men zomemes hu vehineragin vashniya pater." So if you find him to be Zomimim, so he gets killed, and they get killed, and the second one's Pater. Seifa, Mashenkin Big Mardin. So what's going on here? Let's look at Rashi for a second. Where's this Rashi? See Rashi, Rashi, my Kamash Malon, Afa Gavdi Ihu, Miktal Inhu, Miktale. Even though this person gets killed, they'll get killed also. Tanina Masisim Papirkan Gavi Shneimron Osa Michal and Zevich Ulevehin Huve Neragin. Talk about a case that you could have that Reuven's going to get killed for Mises Beis Din. Reuven is a murderer. Now, even though Reuven's getting killed, the Edim Zomim who testified about the murder but on a wrong day, they'll also get killed. There's no steer. So, what's Rava coming to teach us? That Mishnah already tells us you could have a case where even though Reuven's getting killed, you could still have the Edom Zomim being killed, even though the Edom Zomim are testifying that Reuven's murder, and Reuven's getting killed regardless, they are still responsible for the Edom Zomim. So, we see that's not only about the Reuven, it's not only about the Nidon, it's about their undermining the system of Edus. That's why they're going to get killed anyways.
That's the testimony of the Edom Zomim being used to kill the murderer as well as then to turn back upon themselves, or is there another Edom that comes along and say that Reuven did the murder?
In this particular case, the Edom who say that the first one are Edom Zomim are also the ones who are saying that Reuven murdered on a different day. So they're causing three people to really be killed now. Reuven the murderer, and they're also causing the Edom Zomim to be killed as well. So either way, if that's the Chiddush, the Mishnah teaches us that. So the Gemara says, Seifa Mashen Kein B'Gemardin Itzrechle. One second, I'm misreading this. This case of Seifa, is this going to be the answer? Right, I think this Seifa, this last case was needed. Meaning this first statement of Rava we just saw wasn't really needed. It's the Seifa that we're about to see without the Gemar Din. That's the needed case. What's this final case here? So, Bo Shnayim V'amru B'chab Shabasa Nigmar Dino Shaploni. They come and testify not about a murder, but they're testifying that a certain Gemar Din was passed down to Reuven. Ubo Shnayim V'amru B'chab Shabasa Imano Isim. What do you mean? You were not there at the Beis Din. You were with us at that time. El Be'er Shabbos Nigmar Dino Shaploni. That Gemar Din took place the Friday before. Not only that, Elafilu Amu betray b'Shabbos Nigmar Dino Shaploni. Even if they say you were with us on Sunday, the Gemar Din took place the day after on Monday. Ein Elu Neragin. This last case isn't. They're not going to be killed. Why? Diba Inna the Kamisade Gavra Bakhtalahu. The moment they testified at Reuven, the murderer, he already was supposed to be killed. Right. So again, what happened was, the Gemar Din was handed down to Reuven last week. So now, unclear what that day that was that took place, but there was definitely a Gemar Din given to Reuven. He was going to be killed. Edom come and say, that Gemar Din took place on Sunday. And another set of Edom say, no, Sunday you were with us. That Gemar Din took place on Monday or took place on Friday, whatever day it was, you were wrong. They are not going to get killed here because whenever they testified, the initial Edom who are now Zomim, they testified that Reuven being killed, that Gemar Din already took place last week. Now, who cares which day it was, but he already had the death penalty on his head. He did not. They did not try killing somebody who wasn't supposed to be killed yet already. So for this reason, that's the chiddush. The chiddush here is in this case, the Eidim Zomim will not be killed again because the Gemara din already was passed down. They already had that Gemara din on their head. So Gemara says further, V'chein linin tashlumim. Again, this is not easy stuff, but still, we should learn it anyways. V'chein linin tashlumei knas. Also, when it comes to paying a penalty. Let's see. What does this mean? So Gemara explains. Bo shnayim v'amu b'cha b'shabasa ganav tavachu machar. Two Eidim say that on Sunday, Reuven stole, and he shechted, and he sold. What payment, what's the knas of that? All that stuff? Right, Dal v'chamishi, pay four or five times the amount. So that's a knas. Because really, Mikha Din, he only has to pay a certain amount with the loss of the stolen property. But the four or five times is already a knas. So he said this event took place on Sunday. Ubo shnayim, another set of two came. V'amu, they said, b'chad b'shabasa imanu ha'isim. You were with us on Sunday, you could not have witnessed that. This took place. So this case, Mishalman. So the Eidim Zomim have to pay. And even now, even though it turned out that they were correct in the events, but they were incorrect on the day, so they're responsible to pay the Tashlum Knas. Not only that, even if the second set of Eidim say, you were with us on Sunday, that event took place on Friday, still, Ganav Tavachumachar, Mishaman, the Eidim Zomim still have to pay. The Kamasade Gavra Labar Tashumahum. Because the moment that the Eidim started to testify, that Reuven stole and shechted and sold, basically knew nothing about this. They were the first ones to create this whole concept. Even though it turned out they were true or they're right, it still doesn't make a difference. They are Eidim Zomim and have to pay. Now, the opposite. No, okay, it's not opposite, but the further case. Bo Shnayim Ba'amru B'chabe Shabasa Ganav Tavachumachar. Two Eidim say that on Sunday he stole, he shechted, and he sold. And also v'nigmar dino, and he gave a gemar din. And then bo shnayim v'amru b'cha b'shabas imanu ha'isim. You were with us on Sunday. El erev Shabbos ganav v'tavachu machar v'nigmar dino. This all took place on Friday the gemar din was given. V'lo, oh, not only that, el afilu amru b'cha b'shabas ganav v'tavachu machar b'chei b'shabas v'nigmar dino. And it probably should be a girsa change there. And even if you to say everything took place Monday, the day later, Ein Mishalman, in that case, the Eidim Zomim don't have to pay because the Be'in of the Kamasadi, when they testified a week later after the Gemar Din, the person was already a Gavar Bar Tashumahu. Reuven was ready, was chayav to pay the money, so the Eidim Zomim never created anything new that didn't yet exist. Okay, so these are all the statements of Amar Ravos. We're good? Fine. Says the Gemar last line. Rabbi Huda Omer.
Yeah. Committed the crime, not that there was a Gemara Din or anything, but he was
Chayev. No, because when it comes to a Knas, we mentioned this last time, the Knas is only created once Bezdin gives a Gemara Din.
So we're saying here that he's testifying to a time where the Gemara Din had already taken place.
Right.
So then there had to have been other witnesses that created that Gemara Din.
Correct. Which they were correct about. Those Eidim were good Eidim. But this is a Dafka Gemar Din because a Knas, again, can only be created if there's a Gemar Din. Oh, this might be the Rabbi Kivager on this Gemara. Ah, about that creating a Knas. We're not going to go through this. But this is Rabbi Kivager. If you learn this toast on the bottom here, and there's a long Gilein HaShas here, they end up being clear here that the Bezin are the ones who create the Knas. I think this is the one. Okay, last line of the Amud. Rabbi Huda Omer istatis hizu. So that was that case where that group two was knocking off every single one of the Eidim. Every Eidim that came, they said, oh, you're Eidim Zomim, and you're also Eidim Zomim, and you're Eidim Zomim. So we call that istatis, whatever that means in English. What does it say, plotters? Okay, plotters. So he only trusted the first group. So I was going to ask the question, we were all bothered by it. If it's not clear now you can ask your questions in just a few lines, if it's still not clear. The Gemara says on the top of Haman Beis, "E istatis hizu." If it's really this plotting group, I feel kafri shona nami lo. So why do you even kill the first group? Right. So what's the idea? So Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Abba shekidmu bahargu." So what I said, the first group comes, and then the istatis, which we don't know their status yet, but we're calling them group two. Group two says that group one is Eidim Zomim. So let's kill group one. So they went ahead and killed group one. Only after they killed group one, they woke up, and then another group three came in and testified about that same murder, that same event. Like, wait a second. And the istatis said, you, group three, are also Eidim Zomim. Then Bezin's like, wait a second, you can't be with every single person every single time. It's too late already. They already killed group one. So, ma'adahava hava. So if that's the case, whatever happened, happened. Why would the Gemara say, look at Rashi, why does the Mishnah say you only kill the first Rishona Bilvad? We're talking about the Itstatus that we only recognize that they're plotters after the first one's been killed. So why is the Mishnah saying you only kill the first one? They already were killed. They don't have to talk about them anymore. Ma'ad Dehava Hava. So it can't be a case where you kill group one and then group three came afterwards. Because then the Mishnah wouldn't be telling us what to do with group one again because they already were killed. Ella Amar Rava. Rava says it must be Hachi Kamar. The Mishnah is saying, Im Eino Ella Kas Achas Nerekes. If there's only one kas, which means a standard case of Edim Zomim, so then you kill them. But Yikatfei a Neragin. But if that kas two says you're Edim Zomim, and then you're Edim Zomim, and you're Edim Zomim, then we say you don't trust them anymore. We only trust them. Bilvad means if there's only one group up against them, we trust them. If there's more than one, we don't trust them. But then the Gemara says Ha Bilvad Kamar. It says Bilvad. Bilvad implies that there are other ones already. Bivad means that this one, we kill only the first one, but we don't kill the other ones. Let's just look at Rashi just for some clarity. Rashi says, Bivad, mashma, shesh odacheres. The way we're interpreting the Mishnah right now doesn't work out well, in which the Gemara answers Akasha. We really have no good way to interpret what the Mishnah is referring to here. It's Akasha. And there, I assume we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. We don't. So I guess Gemara wasn't so bothered by this, and it left off with Akasha, and that's what it is. Gemara has a ma'isa. Hahi issa. There's once a woman, Dasi Sade Vishakuri. She brought Edom forward, and they lied. They caught them in a lie. Rashi says it was a lie of Ishtakur Hichishu Zadzeh B'Drishos, based in Kishibadkum. I'm not sure why Dafka has to say Drishos as opposed to the Chakiros. Looking down here for a second. Right, others say Drishos V'Chakiros. Okay. During Jisha V'Chakira, they found that after cross-examining the Edom, it turned out that they were lying. So, Azla Aisa Sadi Achrini, Delo Ishtakir. So now she goes ahead and brings another set of Edom, and they were actually passed the test. Samari Shlakish, Huch Zakazu. So, what does that mean? Look at Rashi, four lines from the top. Huch Zakazu, Lavi Ede Sheker. V'lo Nekabel Od Ede Sacheres. We don't trust her. Once she brought a first set of Edom that are Ede Sheker, we don't trust her to bring another group. All Edom that she brings, we assume they are Edish Sheker. So Gemara says, Amar Lei Rabbi Elazar. Elazar says, Im hi huchzaka, ko yisrael mi huchzako? So just because she is a huchzak to bring lying Edom, does that mean every single Jew now is an aid? No matter who she brings, she can bring the biggest Rosh Hashiva? And because she brought him, that means he's now he's a liar? It's not fair. So it's not true. Just because the first two Edom that she brought were Edish Sheker doesn't mean all the other Edom will be. Every Yid has a Cheskes Kashus.
It also means that she'd have no way to ever put her case.
Exactly. Once she's caught, you know, could be nothing to do with her. That the Edom were liars in Echonami, so she would be stuck. So every Yid has a Cheskes Kashus. Meanwhile, I just saw today about the whole thing about Cheskes Kashus and Mamash Kashus in Eretz Yisrael. Whether you could trust any kosher restaurant that you walk into. Every yid has a chesed kashrus to them, right? You could trust their house, you could trust their food. So they had a whole report today. That's not true at all. They went through all these different fake tudas these restaurants have. Remember my first time in Israel, I haven't been there in a while, but I was like 5 years ago, I went there to Israel. Probably been 10 years since I was there last. I was walking down Emek Rufayim, and I happened to see somebody I know driving by. So I had asked him, so I didn't know what the different hashkachas at the time, what to trust, who to trust. It was Friday afternoon, I just had landed. And I said, who could I go into? He says, what do you mean? Go into any store. Anyone who's Jewish, you could trust them all. I said, no, seriously, who could I go to? What do you mean? They're all the cheses kashus, right? Eidecha nemen b'yisurim. So you could trust them. So obviously that's not the case when it comes to kashus. But when it comes to Eidus, at least Eidus Klaiso does have a cheses kashus to them. So anyways, the Gemara goes on to say,
Kashus.
What?
That's
only for the Chesed Kashrus.
For
Vedas. No. That's part of the issue, right. And the history tells us that we can't trust them. Anyways, Gemara says, Zimnin havi yasvei kamid Rabbi Yochanan. So many times they were sitting in front of Yochanan. Asa kiai ma'aseh l'kame. And this very case happened apparently frequently, that the one person would bring an Edom that were Sheker, and then they would bring in other Edom that were Kasher. So Amar Reish Lakish, Huchzakazu. So this person already brought Edom Sheker. You can't trust that to bring other Edom in. So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan says, Im Huchzakazu Kayisrael Miuchzako. So Rabbi Yochanan says back to his Bar Plukta, to Reish Lakish, just because this person brought in the first set of Eidim that were Sheker, doesn't mean the rest of Klai Yisrael is now Sheirim, Shakranim now. They all have a Chesus Kashus, meaning we trust the additional Eidim that they would bring in. That's what took place. Hadar Chazel Rabbi Elazar Bishus. Looked over Rabbi Elazar, and what does that mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi says three, four narrow lines down. Hadar Chazel Rabbi Elazar Bishus. Hichzer Reish Lakish is part of an estakil by Rabbi Elazar. He started to stare at Rabbi Elazar, but part of him zoafos. He's very upset at him. Shehaven Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish understood Sheshama Rabbi Elazar Davar Zemi Pi Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Elazar in the previous Maisa had said this statement. He had heard it from Rabbi Yochanan, but Kshamr Lo, when he told this to Reish Lakish in the previous Maisa, Lo Amru Bishmo, he didn't say the name Rabbi Yochanan. So Reish Lakish is saying, how could you say that statement and not quote your Rabbi Yochanan? You're not allowed to do that. So he's very upset and started staring at Rabbi Elazar. Amr Lei, Shmas Mili Mi Bar Pnafcha Vlo Amr Sli, Mishmei, you heard something from Bar Nafcha. Bar Nafcha was a reference to Rabbi Yochanan, and you didn't tell it to me in his name? So that was, he got upset about that. Either way, there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish here. Reish Lakish says, once you bring Eidei Sheker, you can't trust the person to bring any more Eidim. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, everyone still has a Cheskes Kashrus in terms of Eidus. So Gemara wants to suggest, now Lema, maybe Reish Lakish Damar Krabi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan Damar Krabbanam. So maybe Reish Lakish holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda said, once that group two, the estatis, they ready were found to be Eidim Zomim for the first group, so you don't trust them anymore for all the additional ones. You only trust them for the first one and not anyone else. That's, we're lining up who again? We're lining up Reish Lakish, who's like Rabbi Yehuda, that they lost their Cheskes Kashrus now, the Istatis. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, everyone else still has a Cheskes Kashrus to them. The previous history doesn't impact the future cases. So just because Istatis had made group 2 into Eidim Zomim doesn't impact what's going to be group 3 and group 4. They could also make Zomim to all the other additional groups. That's the Gemara's initial suggestion. Shamlech Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, "Ana damri lecha afi l'rabbanim." I say, Reish Lakish, I hold even within the world of Rabbanim. Rabbanim who held that you are allowed to trust that it's not this group, the plotters, you could trust them to knock off every single group if you wanted. Afi lad meya. Ad kan lo kamari Rabbanim hasam delekat de kamahadir. Because there, there's no one to, let's see Rashi there, delekat de kamahadir, shein adam mechaz achreim l'shachram l'hargilam, Tamir Lavo Lebezdin, Lahazim Eskol Ha'abam. There's no person there who's seeking after them to hire them, to make them come to Bezdin and be Mazim all these people. Who's working for these plotters here? Who are the plotters working for? Avahach Ikahad the Kamahadra. But here, the person herself, the Baal of Din, she wants to protect herself. The Istatis group is a third party. They're not involved in this case at all. So they don't really care who wins. They're being honest. They have a certain. But when it comes to the person himself who brings Eidim for their side, and they're found to be Eidei Sheker, so they're going to keep bringing, we don't trust them anymore. That's the difference of who's the one bringing the Eidim. That's the difference, says Reish Lakish. So again, when a third party keeps knocking them off of the Eidim Zomim, we trust them, because they're not involved in the cases also. They have Nemanis. But then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lecha, on the Damri Afilu L'Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan says, I hold even within the world of Rabbi Yehuda. Even though Adkan lo kamar Rabbi Yehuda hasam damrin atu kuli ama gavi hani havi kaimi, like Yehuda was saying before, this estatus, they were with the entire world. How could it be? How could they knock off group 1 and group 3 and group 4 and group 5? How could they possibly be with every single person in the world? Doesn't make sense. So for that reason, we don't trust estatus. We don't trust these plotters on the mission Amun Alf. In this case, hani yade de besadusa, hani lo yade besadusa. When the person brings his Eidim, their Sheker, it's possible that the first group of Eidim didn't know the what happened. But it's very possible the second group of Eidim did know what happened. That's not crazy to say at all. And therefore, we will trust Rabbi Yochanan will trust those second set of Eidim. Okay. Again, not easy stuff. You guys still with me? Ready to go Vayit and finish his daf? Yes. We're good? Okay. Misha says, Ein ha'Eidim zomim naragin ad sheyigmar hadin. The halacha is that you do not kill or give the punishment to Eidim Zomim until the Gemar Din is complete. Sharei HaTzedukim Omrim Achiyarog HaEidim. Achiyarog, rather. The Tzedukim felt that the only time you kill the Eidim Zomim is when the Eidim Zomim's Eidus went through and they end up killing Reuven. So once Reuven gets killed, they think that's when the Eidim Zomim get killed as well, and they have a pasuk to support them, Shenemar, Nefesh Shachas Nefesh. One soul under another soul. Only when Reuven gets killed from their Eidus well, then you kill the Edom Zomim in turn. But the Chachamim respond back, Amru lem Chachamim, v'alo kvar nemar, this is in the pasuk where he say, v'asisem lo kasher zomim lasos lachiv, v'rei achiv kayim. When you try doing to your brother, you only call your brother brother when he's alive, not when he's dead. So clearly the whole concept of kasher zomim is only while Reuven is still alive, not when you kill him.
What does it mean, Ashi Maradin? What point is that?
Right, is when this Bezin said, Reuven needs to be killed now. And before they actually kill him, though, right before then, there's a time period. The Mishnah Sanhedrin says that the base Skila was a little bit further, like the Arba Parcels, I think it is, outside of the Bezin. It's a little further away. Gemara explains, so you don't want Bezin to appear like they're murderers. So you have it a little bit further away. So now you go from Bezin up into the base of Skila. And during that time, there's a whole process that if someone knows the Eidos, they had a whole like waving system that they're riding on a horse, and they have something. It's like the guy being killed has some evidence or testimony that he wanted to bring forward. He would wave him back. They'd bring him back to the Beis Din. They'd go through the whole process. So it wasn't like immediate after the Gemar Din was given. So there was some time. So then the Mishnah says, "Imkain lama nemar nefesh tachas nefesh." If we really hold that you only kill Edom Zomim when he's achiv, when Reuven's still alive, before you've killed him, after Gemar Din, Kodem Misa. So why does it say Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, which sounds like only after you've Nefesh, you took the Nefesh away after you killed him? Yachal Misha Shekiblu Edusun Yahargu. Because one might think the moment you accept the testimony, maybe that from the Edom Zomim, maybe from that point already, the Edom Zomim, if they're caught, should be punished. Tamalomer Nefesh Tachas Nefesh has to be a stage further. It's not until there's a Gemar Din. So there's this like hybrid state. So in other words, when the Eidus is accepted, and if they're caught after Eidus is accepted, nothing happens. If they're already killed, Reuven's killed, nothing happens either. It's the middle ground after the Gemar Din, where this Nefesh, where his Nefesh Reuven is supposed to be killed, he's on the way to be killed, during that time frame, if they're caught to be Edom Zomim, that's the only time frame that you would punish the Edom Zomim themselves. Gemara wants to know now, Tana Beribi, Omer, Lo Hargu Neragin. If Reuven, who's being accused, doesn't get killed, Lo Hargo Neragin, then you would kill the Edom Zomim. If it's Hargo, if they end up killing Reuven, as we just said before, a Neragin, you don't kill the Edom Zomim. So Omer Bai says the obvious question, it doesn't make sense. Why are we more make on the Edom Zomim when he kills Reuven? You would think it should be worse. If there's only Gemar Din, so Edom Zomim get killed. So certainly if you kill Reuven, the Edom Zomim should be killed for murderers. So that's what the Gemara asks. Amar Abaye, Bini, Lav Kavachomer, who is not Kavachomer? Omer Lo, so he says back to him, Limadatenu Rabbeinu She'ein On Shemidim. There's a klal, very important, Yesod, that you cannot punish based on a Kavachomer, based on logic. It has to be based on Gzeres HaKasus. There's a famous of Yosef Engel who brings down three different reasons why we say Ein On Shemidim. One reason is, what's the klal? A Kavachomer. Who can make a Kavachomer? Anybody. So just because I can make a kavachomer. Exactly. So one answer is, Shema Yesh Lam Pircha. Rashi writes this in Pesachim, there might be a pircha, there might be a certain flaw in the logic. Since we're all allowed to make our own kavachomers and use the logic, there's a very a big possibility we made a mistake. So that's why you cannot implement a punishment based on a kavachomer alone. Another reason is, the Marsha writes in Sanhedrin that he might not be deserving of the punishment. And just because the lesser case gets a punishment, the more severe case might deserve, really need a punishment, but that punishment you're going to give him won't really satisfy what he needs. He needs a greater punishment. So when they only attempted to kill him, so Edom Zomim got killed, that's a punishment they deserve. If they actually killed, because a dio might be part, that's also part of the factor.
As a dio, right. That's why.
You can't.
They have to give more.
Exactly. You're maxed out. So you really, since he actually killed Reuven, and now you catch him to be Edom Zomim, he deserves a greater punishment, but you can't give him a greater punishment. There might not even be a greater punishment, and therefore he doesn't deserve any type of kapar. There's a third approach, he says, I forget who it's based on, that just a midah, one of the midahs in the Torah. If you'd give him a midah shatar and address him, so one of the midahs of, we have more than 13 really, another midah is that Enon Shemiladin. It's just a gzeres hakasif, you can't give punishment based on logic. So Gemara now says, how do we know this concept that Enon Shemiladin? Where's the source of this? The Tanya, the Braitza, tells us, Ish hasheikach es achoso bas aviv, a man marries his sister, the daughter of his father, okay, so it's half-sister, o bas imo, or his half-sister from his mother, ein li ela bas aviv shul bas imo, I only know a half-daughter daughter from the father, but not from the mother, or bas imo, a daughter from the mother, shelo bas av, who's not the daughter of his father, a half sister from either side. How do I know bas imo, bas aviv? Let's say she's a daughter, a sister, a full fledged sister. We share both parents, so that would be minai. That would be obvious kavachomer. If there's an iser erva for a half sister, so kavachomer there should be an iser erva for a full sister. Tamalomar bas aviv. Sorry, I skipped the line. Tamalomar erva sachosa gila, your sister. So Gemara asks, why do you need a separate pasuk vachoso? Ad shlo yomar yeshi badin. I have a kavachomer. Im anush al bas aviv shlo bas imo ubas imo shlo bas aviv. If I'm chayv on a half sister, so then bas aviv ubas imo, a full sister sharing both parents, lo koshkein, certainly. Halamata, the need for the pasuk tells us she'ein on shemnadin. So we see you cannot punish based on logic. You need psukim to tell me when to apply punishments. So the Gemara says onish shamanu. So now we've seen a source that you cannot apply a punishment based on a kavachomer. But what about anas hara minayin? We know everything the Torah tells us. Every single onish requires an azhara. There's always two psukim. One pasuk being the azhara, the warning, and the other pasuk being the onish. So you've learned now you cannot apply an onish based on a kavachomer, but how do I know you can't apply an azhara based on a kavachomer? Minayin, how do I know? Tamalomer, the pasuk says, Erev asachoscha bas avicha o bas imecha, the erev of your sister, who's either the daughter of your father or the daughter of your mother. Ainli ela bas aviv shel bas imo, I only know a half sister from this side, o bas imo shel bas aviv, or from the other side. How do I know that there's an azhara, a warning, a bas aviv u bas imo, who's a full-fledged sister sharing both parents? Minayin, tamalomer erev as bas eishes avicha, your daughter, stam daughter, from your father's wife, muladas avicha achoscha hi, she's your sister. So Gemara asks, why do you need a pasuk? Ad shlo yomar, before you even say the pasuk, yesh li menadin, I have a kavachomer to apply. Ma im huzar al bas imo, if we are warned not to be with a daughter who's your mother from your mother, shlo bas aviv, who's only a half sister, or bas aviv shlo bas imo. So then, bas aviv bas imo, lo kol shukain, certainly it should be usher to be with a full sister. Halamatas, we learn from here as well, she'ein mazhirin menadin, you cannot apply in nazhara through logic as well. So that's all through misos. Gemara wants to know now, what about chayave malkios minayin? How do I know the same thing applies, that you don't apply kavachomers to implement lashes? Tamalomar, Rasha, like we saw earlier, it says Rasha by misa, it says Rasha by malkos. What about chayav galios minayin? What about sending off to a case of galus? How do I know you need psukim there as well and kavachomers don't work? So says the Gemara, Aser Rotech Rotech, a kavachomer from Misa applied to Galus. Okay, we'll just do this one last brisa, and we'll stop before the Mishnah. Tanya, the brisa tells us that Amar Rebbe Yehuda ben Tavai Ara ben Nechama, I will see with comfort, Imlo Harakti, Eidomim, Lotzi Miliban Shel Tzedukim. If I didn't kill an Eidomim just to remove the opinion to prove against the Tzedukim. They would say, "Ein ha'edim zomim neragin ad shi'arag hanida." They held that the edim zomim only get killed once they've actually got ruin killed. Amar lo Shimon ben Shetach, "Era ben Nechama im lo shefach tadam naki." You killed someone innocently. Sherei ha'amru achachamim ein ha'edim zomim neragin ad shi'izumu shneim vein lokin ad shi'izumu shneim. So he apparently killed someone with one aid was caught once to be Zomim, and the other one wasn't, he killed that single aid Zomim. But Shumat Shedach says it doesn't work that way. The only time that you implement the punishment is if both parties, both Eidim, are caught to be Eidim Zomim. So now what happened was, Miyad Kibo Lav Rabbi Yehuda ben Tavai, so at that moment Rabbi Yehuda took upon himself, Sheinim Mora Hara Elefnei Shumat ben Shedach. He realized he made a tremendous mistake, he killed an innocent person, because the other aid wasn't caught to be Eidim Zomim, and he accepted upon himself that he'll never paskin ever again if it's not in front of Shumat Shedach. The rest of his life, he had lied down and davened and cried on the kever of that person that he killed. But kol nishma, and his voice was heard. Everyone thought that voice, that crying, that screaming was coming from the mace. Amar koli shalihu, it's my voice that Rabbi Huda says. Rabbi Huda ben Mesir, but the Matavai says it's my voice. I'm the one who's screaming. I'm the one who's crying. Teidu, and I'll bring your proof. And the proof was, the next day he died, the day after Yehuda ben Tavai died, Ein Kol Nishma, the voice wasn't heard. So we see clearly that Yehuda ben Tavai, it was his screaming that everybody heard. Amrle, they said, Rav Acha, Brei, Rav Ashi, Duma, Bedina, Kam, Behadei, no, maybe not. Maybe it's really the crying we heard from the mace the whole time. But now that Rabbi Yehuda ben Tavai went up to Shemayim and they're working out the din, so now they had a, I guess he was quiet, he was being osik in the din Torah, or inami, pusa paisa, or when Rabbi Yehuda went up to Shemayim, he had appeased the aide and the aide stopped crying. Okay, we'll stop here. Long daf. Pick up tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.